You all right standing in that frame, Ray?
Aye, I'm fine.
I never thought last week as you'd be standing up this. When you had that fall and I was stuck at the other end of the phone, I don't know what I thought. I certainly don't want to live through that again.
Oh, it went out.
Easy to say that now. I didn't think so then.
Well, put it behind you.
Anyway, it's good to see you standing up. And it'll help your kidneys work better if you can bear it to be in it for some time every day.
Oh, I could stand in it all night. It's comfortable. It makes you realise how unhealthy it is to be sat down all the time.
Oh, I should be healthy then by that reckoning. I've been run off my feet all day. You'd think there'd be less work during the summer, but there's hay fever and sunburn and goodness knows what else. You'd think people would have learnt by now not to lie out in the sun hour after hour with nowt on. But you get the same ones every year, all blistered and burnt. Then in a few years' time, when they get skin cancer, they'll be surprised. What's your day been like?
Quiet.
Well, you were complaining last week it were too noisy.
Oh, well, this week it's been too quiet.
All your visitors deserted you.
Aye. Wren's on D's, and Elsie's got fed up of offering to massage me and getting nowhere. Connie's sulking because I want her to eat biscuits and puddings and chocolate every 5 minutes.
Perhaps I'd better have a word with her about your diet.
Oh, I wish you would. She won't listen to me. Yeah, it's good to be that bit higher up. Worst of being in a wheelchair is everybody's looking down on you. It didn't seem so bad in the hospital, everybody in the same boat. The nurses treating it as natural, but now I'm home, well, I'm the odd one out. Everybody's all right but me. I'll tell you, Renee, it takes some stomaching. And I've got to stomach it because I'm going to be like this for good.
We've not really talked about it, have we?
Well, not much to say.
Perhaps not, but what exactly did the doctor say to you? Did he really say you'd be like this forever?
Well, not in so many words. They never do, do they? And it were a woman doctor, not a man.
Well, what did she say exactly? Try and remember her exact words.
Oh, well, she wrapped it up all. You know, it's very difficult to say for certain. There's always a chance. And then she says, but there's a high possibility that you won't recover completely. And then, listen to this bit. It's etched on me mind, is this bit. She says, even if you don't walk again, I can guarantee you'll be able to do almost all the things you were able to do before from a wheelchair. She must have thought I was soft in the head or summat. All the things I did before. I went to work, didn't I? Can you see me going down the pit in a wheelchair? I had a hobby, didn't I? Can you see me opening the batting for Port Hill in a wheelchair? And I had a wife and I made love to her.
Ray, it doesn't matter. I don't mind, honest. There's other things in a relationship besides. We've had some good times in the past. We've got that, remember, and Ray, I still love you.
Oh, well, maybe you do now. But for how long? How long are you going to go on loving me in this state?
Oh, come on, Chuck, let's let you get you sat down again. Come on, put your weight on me.
I'm sorry. I felt depressed all day.
Have you had your tablets?
I've had bit painkillers. I can't seem to find me antidepressants. They must have got lost when Connie moved the room around.
You've been a whole week without them. You need your head examining. Why didn't you say? I'll get Dr. Redmond to prescribe some more. No wonder you're miserable.
Aye, but I'm not making it up, am I? I mean, I've got something to be miserable about.
Well, didn't she say nowt else? That doctor at Oswestry.
Well,
how
she cheerful. Said... She said if I were determined to walk again, even without recovering, there's ways of doing it with calipers and crutches, but they need a lot of energy and hard work and determination.
You've never shirked hard work. And you've always had plenty of determination. If anybody could do it, you could.
Guy, maybe, but it's not going to be a very rosy future either way.
Look, love, if you're feeling like this, I won't go out tonight. I'll get a message to Uncle Bill not come and I'll stop in with you.
Will you, Ella's likely? It's the first time you'll have been out for a bit of fun since I came home.
Don't shout. Look, I don't mind. It won't be any fun without you there anyway.
Nee, look, it'll do you good. And it's all been fixed up now. It's Uncle Bill's way of helping.
Hello? Ma'am? Dad?
Hello, Mark. Your tea's on the table. Hope you don't mind a salad.
Salad again? We're not all on a diet, you know.
It's a very good diet. We'd all be a lot healthier if we were on it.
Go on. I'm only kidding you, ma'am. I like a bit of salad when it's hot like this. I'll wash my hands and bring it through here and have it with Dad.
Now, are you sure you don't mind me going?
Of course I'm sure.
All right, then. I'd better be getting ready or my mum will be here.
Aye, and get proper dressed up.
I'm sick of seeing you in your work clothes.
What you done today, Dad?
Not a lot. Watched a bit of cricket on telly. Done me exercises. Sat and looked out of the window a bit. What have you done?
Not a lot. Fiddled about with a few engines. I think I'm losing interest in the job. I feel as though I could do with a change.
Hey, don't let that happen, lad. Don't lose interest. You're earning good money and you can't afford to be choosy these days. When you've got a trade, you want to stick with it. Oh, we're always proud to have a trade.
Aye, and look where it... Money's not everything.
It's no right saying that till you've not got any. Then you find out. Anyway, what you doing tonight?
Oh, just going round help a mate with some decorating.
Helping a mate with decorating? Decorating? That's the sort of caper you get landed with when you're setting up home with somebody. When a woman gets her hands on you.
Well, for some people...
Hey, lad, at your age, you ought to be out on the town every night. Having a booze up with your mates, taking lasses out.
We're not all the same, Dad.
You ought to be getting some in while you can. Before you wake up one morning and find you can't do it no more. They've waited through your life and you're finished.
I'm sorry about that, Dad, but I need to...
What have you been doing, upsetting your dad?
I haven't been doing nowt. He's upsetting himself.
You were all right a minute ago. What have you said?
Nowt, I tell you, I haven't said nowt.
You must have said summat.
All right, don't believe me. I can't do nowt right in this house, no matter how hard I try.
Oh, you're trying, are you? Well, you could have fooled me. There's people with their lives falling apart about them, and you're upset because you've got to sleep on a couch for a few weeks till we get your dad a proper bed.
It's not that. It's everything. Where you get at me, where I can't be myself. I've had it up to here. I'm clearing out. And don't expect me back.
Where are you going? Mark, I said, where are you going? Don't be silly. You know we want you here. Mark! Did you hear that?
I heard. Young whippersnapper. Don't worry, he'll be back. One night, sleeping on a hard floor at his mate's. He knows which side his bread's buttered.
Oh, I hope you're right.
Of course I'm right.
It's just that he was talking about buying his own house. I don't know how far he got. Perhaps he has gone for good.
Don't talk daft. Where would he get money for his own house?
He seemed to think he could.
Of course not. He'll be back tomorrow. All the same, I shouldn't have gone on at him. It was my fault, really.
You're in a bad state, love. He ought to make allowances.
I don't want anybody to make allowances for me.
Here we are. Are you ready? I brought Cheryl with me.
Oh, what a nice surprise. Hello, Shug.
Hiya, Mam. Hi, Dad.
I thought she could do with a night out away from that husband of hers.
Gran.
Pity old Wendy couldn't come and all.
Oh, Wendy's got other fish to fry.
Just past Mark dashing off. Had a fish like a boot.
Yeah, well, we had a bit of...
Where are you going, then?
Oh, Jolly Potter's, I expect.
No, we allers go there. Let's go somewhere a bit different. Have I ever taken you to Flagship?
No, I can't say you have.
They have a sing-song there on a Wednesday. You know, piano going and golden oldies.
Oh, no, not golden oldies.
Honestly, ma'am, I'd rather go to the Potter's and just sit and have a quiet chat.
Look, this is my treat. You need taking out of yourself. You both enjoy a sing-song once you get started. Mm. Now, it's a fair distance, but I tell you what, we'll go on bus and I'll pay for a taxi back. How about that?
I won't argue. I can see you've made your mind up, but I shan't enjoy it. I don't feel like it. I'd rather stop in.
God give me patience.
Come on, Mum. We'll be all right after his first 6 pints.
I hope you're not planning to drink much, our Cheryl. You've got to think of that baby inside you.
Mother, he's a hardened alcoholic and drug addict already. He can't get enough of it.
You shouldn't joke about things like that.
Who's joking?
Hey, up, are you?
Oh, get off me, no, you great lump.
Get down, Shakespeare. Heel.
I'll murder that dog one of these days.
Here, I brought me mate Victor. I hope that's all right. He's hovering on threshold. Come in, Victor, show thee face.
Hello, Victor.
I want to get under thee feet. I don't say much. That's right, Henry Vic. See what I mean? A strong, silent type is Victor, but always a devil when he's roused. Hey, Vic?
Well, even the golden oldies will be better than this. Are we off, then?
Are you sure you're all right, Shug? We won't be late.
You'll be as late as you like, Irene. He's in good hands.
Come on, then, Reedy. Don't hang about.
Have they gone? Here, then. Grab out of that, Ray. I've got a bottle opener.
Right-hand drawer.
I thought the dear made clanking. Oh, me pockets full of bottles. Now, then. Vic's got crisps and nuts, and he's got some poke scratchings. That Bryn will be here any minute. He said he'd watch out for the women going. He's got a few of the old mates lined up, and oh, Colin and I don't know who else. Then got a couple of crates. It's all organised. We're going to have a really good booze up.
You two bag some seat. Now go and get drinks. Now, what are you having?
Oh, just half a shandy for me, ma'am. I don't feel like a drink, really.
I'll have a pony, Gran.
Cheryl, get her an orange juice.
All right, make it an orange juice. But it ain't going to be much fun sat here swigging orange juice all night.
Looks a bit crowded.
Oh, there's a couple of seats over there. Come on, we'll squash in.
Oh, I don't know.
Are these seats taken, are they? Go on, woman, you go.
You go first, love.
No, you go first.
I don't want to be sat next to a man all squashed up.
Oh, don't be daft. One of us has got to be squashed up against him, and he's more your age than mine.
Oh,
you'll be all right. It's quite dishy. Hurry up, or somebody else will grab these. Yup, sounds like golden oldie time.
Come on, Irene, get this down you.
That's not half a shandy, what I asked for.
No, it's same as I'm having, gin and slimline.
Oh, ma'am.
Get it down you, live it up for once. Orange juice for you, isn't it, Cheryl?
Yeah.
It's got something in it, Chuck. Squash up and make room for me.
Oh, this is strong.
Aye, it's a double. And when you've had that, you can have another. And life will look a dear sight rosier.
Ma'am, what did you have to say yes for?
I reckon we've had a real good evening. It's been a good laugh.
You haven't answered my question.
What?
You know what? Why did you agree to him giving us a lift home? Oh, yes, you can drop me and Aunt Cheryl off first and then take Reenie. It'll be on your way.
Well, it is on his way from what he said. I thought it were very kind of him. And it'll save a bit of taxi fare. My pension doesn't stretch that far, you know.
That's all very well. But what about me, alone in a car with a strange man?
You'd have been alone with taxi driver. I thought you were getting on very well with him, chatting away there.
Only because he's a builder. We were talking about house alterations as it happens. He knows all about special bathrooms. That were all.
Well, he seems very nice. I've not seen you enjoying yourself so much for a long time.
He is nice. He's very nice. But that's no reason. We don't know what might happen. It were almost like you were pushing me at him.
I've lived longer than you, love, and seen a lot more. And under present circumstances, who'd blame you, eh?
He's well away, ain't he, Vic? Probably not having had out drink for a few months. He's downed a fair bit. We all do. Does it look respectable? I think we've cleared up most of the mess.
Hello, everybody. What in heaven's name? It stinks of beer in here, and the smoke.
Ah, well, we had a few drinks, Lark.
Ray, are you all right?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm very all right, but I've had a bit of an accident.
Oh, no.
Better let a fart and shame this hen than brack a leg and lame yourself.
Will you shut up with your foul language and your sordid sense of humour?
No, I was only...
Get out! Get out of my house and don't let me see you again!